Okay, at the bottom it's 118 and top it's Lamed Dalet. Now the Rebbe says like this. What happens, we're learning about anti-depression. So the Rebbe says, what happens if a person gets sad, that, you know, he gets evil thoughts and foreign thoughts. So he says, if it comes in during the business time, you should be happy. Look at that, Hashem's giving you an opportunity to get rid of these thoughts and think only good things and fulfill a mitzvah. And he says, one thing is for sure. Don't harp on the evil thoughts with the intent of elevating them. Don't be a shaiti, he says. Don't be a fool, okay, to think that you could elevate it. Because you're not even a bainini. And therefore, he says, what you need to do is just get rid of it. So it says, okay, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines from the top. And he says like this, every time the evil thought comes into your mind and you push it away, you break evil down here. And by the work of the Jew down here, Isarusa del Eila becomes awakening from above. And Hashem breaks evil from above. Meaning as follows. What we do has a tremendous impact on Hashem. Okay? When a Jew breaks evil, and he said, what do you mean breaking evil? A foreign thought comes into your mind. Evil, right? You get rid of it. What you actually did is, you broke evil. When we break evil, Hashem breaks evil upstairs. And then he's mashpia, he gives an abundance of good. And he says, that elevates itself, magbi'at bekeneshen, which evil elevates itself like an eagle that flies high, l'kayim asher causes to fulfill what it says in the pasuk, im tagbi'a kaneshen, if evil, which will pick itself up like an eagle, meaning gives an impression of flying high, misham eritchon umashem, Hashem says, you lower it from there. Okamei shehiflik b'zoyer, like the Zoyer praises and one speaks wondrously about geidol nachas ruach lefanav yizbarech, the amount of enjoyment and pleasure Hashem has, kadis kaf yisitir achar l'sata, by breaking evil down here, that the revelation of godliness comes down from above, more than any other praise, and the revelation of godliness of breaking evil, is greater than all other revelations. In other words, the Zohar says like this, and it's a remarkable concept. The Zohar says, breaking evil, which means, what do you mean breaking evil? When you want to do something bad, and you don't, that causes the highest form of satisfaction by Hashem, that causes the greatest revelations of God, even more than transforming evil.
For that person or for the world?
For the world. And the person who did it. You know, in Basi Lagani, there's a famous area that he brings down. When the person breaks evil, you reveal a level of godliness which is higher than all the worlds. But the Zohar says, the expression when you break evil, the Zohar doesn't say even transforming evil. The Zohar says, there's an advantage of breaking evil over transforming evil to light. And therefore, the Altrebbe says like this, don't get depressed when foreign thoughts come into your mind. Because all Hashem is doing to us, He's giving us the ability to get rid of it. Like we said, how do you get rid of an evil thought? By thinking a good thought. Because you can't think two thoughts at the same time. So he says, don't harp on the thought. Don't work to try to elevate it. He said, that's not your job. Leave that to the tzaddikim. Your job is, when a foreign thought comes into your mind, break it and get rid of it. Think a good thought, you get rid of the evil.
What about if it's not a thought?
That one second. That causes a tremendous, tremendous revelation of godliness from above, because the satisfaction, it says in the Zohar, that Hashem has from breaking evil, nothing else can match. And therefore the revelation is greater. What else are you talking about?
like, I don't know, I just think of, that's while you're jogging, right? You think of something not good and you can get rid of it. But what if something's done to you? You're walking down the street, someone trips you.
So you get up.
Don't you think, like, Hashem, why is someone tripping me? Like, why is this, how did this help me? And like, what am
that's,
I doing?
That's the good part of it. That's not the foreign thought. That's the transformation. Hashem, what good can I learn from this? That's transforming it into good.
Every time you're supposed to say that and not look into that?
Whatever Hashem does is for the good.
But you're not, how are you supposed to analyze that, is what I'm saying. Like, if someone hits your car over and over again, aren't you supposed to say, like, what the...
Maybe you should learn how to drive.
I'm stationary. I've never... You know what I'm saying? When
does God do bad things?
No, but everything happens for a reason. Nothing's random. So what are you supposed to...
But then not only for a reason, like we learned last week. When it happens, it's for the good.
So what good comes of it? When someone trips you.
Because when we trip in life,
yeah,
when we hit challenges in life,
right,
we have to get up and not stay down.
Okay, but...
That's the lesson you learn from it.
There isn't an exact path. It's not telling you how to do that. It's just saying get up. It's not saying how to get up or what you should do next.
You don't need a lesson to know how to get up. A person themselves knows how to get up.
But
you need to want to get up. That's the difference.
Okay.
Understand? The person, when they're tripped, philosophically might say, okay, let me stay down. But in life, when you fall, you have to get up. And the purpose of the fall is to get up to a bigger and better place than you were before. And if somebody trips, may get up. So when I trip myself, I also get up.
Breaking evil is like, anytime you go against your nature.
In fact, Chassidus explains, we learned that before in Tanya, when you change your nature, right, everything is relative, okay? Like we said, if a tzaddik has no yetzahara, where does his free will come in? Okay, he has no yetzahara. So the answer is, by a tzaddik, his choice of good and bad is between good and better. Because everything's relative. Good compared to better is bad. Not that good is bad. Compared to better, good is bad. Okay? So, whatever we do, if a person changes their nature, they learn 10 minutes a day, or they give a dollar to tzedakah. Now they're going to give $1. Right? 101. Or you're going to learn now 11 minutes a day. Okay? What you're doing now is good, and what you did in the past is bad, relatively speaking. Okay? And the point is, and it's if you think about it, it's so... We Margaret Rebbe once told it to somebody in Yechidus, but when we change our nature, and it doesn't matter how much we change our nature, okay? Like we said, somebody whose nature is to learn 10 hours a day, and they're learning 10 hours a day. They did not break their nature. Somebody who learns 10 minutes a day, and now learns 11 minutes a day, they broke their nature. They are on a higher level than the person that learns 10 hours a day. Right? So you don't look at the 10 hours versus the 11 minutes. You look at, did you break your nature? Did you reach, in other words, to rephrase, did you reach the infinite, or didn't you reach the infinite? Because when we break our nature, in a certain respect, that's reaching the infinite.
Even for the day.
What?
Even for the day. Let's say you,
for the day. The, for the day.
You're in a flat and you kept it for a week, and then the next week you're back to...
Listen, if you...
Zero.
You know, you sound like, I don't mean in a negative way, God forbid, you sound like the people that, the very, very honest people with themselves, which is a bunch of baloney. You stop a guy to put on tefillin, you say, you know, I don't want to be a hypocrite. Yesterday I didn't do it, tomorrow I'm not going to do it, so Why should I do it today? It's a hypocrite. Right? And this is what the Yetzer Hara is so brilliant. It comes, mamash, in Kedusha yet. It says you shouldn't put on tefillin because of Kedusha. Because you don't want to be a hypocrite. So therefore you have to not put on tefillin. So the answer to that is, if I didn't help somebody yesterday, and I didn't help somebody tomorrow, I won't help somebody tomorrow, I shouldn't help them today? Why is that a hypocrite? Any good deed that you do is not a hypocrite. Just because I didn't do it yesterday, I'm not going to do it tomorrow. Another, a kid should say, I should never study for a test, because last week I didn't study, so I should never study for a test. I mean, a good deed...
No, I understand. I'm sorry, I get confused on it, because when you say if, change nature...
If you break your nature this minute,
okay, this minute,
this minute, you reach the infinite.
Okay.
Tomorrow you might sin. Okay? Tomorrow you might sin. Not you, you don't sin. Right. You don't sin, so it's not for you. But somebody might sin. So, yeah, there's nothing to do with today. But when a person changes their nature, or like he's saying here, when you break your evil, meaning you want to do evil, what's thought, speech, or action, you're dying to say Lashon Hara, or something bad about another Jew, and you don't, that's called breaking evil. The pleasure that the Jew causes by Hashem, I mentioned this a while ago. It says in Svarim, Yivu Chassidus brings it down. Let's say I want to sin. I want to sin. And I tell myself, you know what? Give me 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, I'll sin. Okay? So many times, 5 minutes from now, you're not going to sin. Now you have the heat and the passion to sin. 5 minutes, it might be cooled down. Chassidus says, even if you did sin in 5 minutes later, even if you sin 5 minutes later, the fact that you held yourself back for 5 minutes from sinning is a tremendous pleasure by Hashem. Even though you eventually sin anyway. Why? Because any time a person holds themselves back, controls themselves from doing something wrong, it's a tremendous, tremendous pleasure by Hashem. And that is the greatest pleasure more than anything else in the world, he says. And that causes a greater revelation of Elukos.
How do you know that?
So he says, I don't know, that's what it says in the books. So therefore, if a person gets these thoughts during business, he says, what are you upset about? Look at the opportunity Hashem is giving you. Think a good thought, get rid of the bad thought, and look what you're going to accomplish. What are you depressed about? He says, very simple. You have a Yetzer Hara, the thoughts are going to come. That's the fact. The fact is, you have an evil inclination. It's feeding you constantly with evil. It's going to come. What do you want? He says, you know what? Later he's going to say that a person who's upset by getting these thoughts is really a shaita, he's a fool. He says, who do you think you are anyway? What do you think, you don't have a Yetzer Hara? If you're upset, why you get evil thoughts? You know what that means? I'm such a level of a tzaddik that has no Yetzer Hara, why am I getting evil thoughts? So what do you think you are? You don't have a Yetzer Hara. You have a Yetzer Hara. You have a Yetzer Hara, it's feeding you with thoughts. That's what it's going to do. It's going to be feeding you with evil. So what do you want? But
so
many Torah thought.
Like, for instance, like what? Like
a pasuk of Tilim, a pasuk of Chumash, a halacha, anything. Something of Torah. But what's unique is that a person, by breaking his nature, causes Hashem, so to speak, to break his nature, which means he reveals more than he normally would reveal. And we cause it. And he says, L'chaim, therefore, ayipo leva odam olav, a person should not feel depressed. L'yeda levavim miyayid, in his heart should not become heavy from this. He says, gam im yia kein koyama b'muchamazu, even if your whole life you're going to be fighting like this. Ki ulai, and then here the Alter Rebbe says a very strong statement. Ulai lekach nivra. Maybe that's why you're created. V'zei savidasi, and this is your job in life, to break evil. And as Alter Rebbe said before, to be born a tzaddik, to be a tzaddik, a real tzaddik of Tanya, you got to be born a tzaddik. He says like this, don't feel bad. Maybe this is why you're created. And Alter Rebbe is going to explain. We're talking before about foods. You're talking about your Moroccan food and the sour food and the bitter food. There's two types of delicacies. This is what I'm saying in a few lines. We'll first discuss it now outside. You know, there's two types of delicacies. There's sweet foods, and there's many people who like bitter foods. It's also a delicacy. You know, sharp foods people like. When somebody faints, God forbid, you don't give them sugar to smell. What do you give them to smell? Ammonia, smelling salt, something sharp to wake you up. He says, Hashem created. Hashem also has enjoyments in life. Hashem likes the sweet, and Hashem likes the bitter. Both are delicacies. Hashem created, therefore, two types of people. One's going to do the sweet ingredients, and one's going to do the spicy ingredients. The tzaddik who has no yetzer hara, that's the sugar guy. The guy that has yetzer hara and is constantly fighting, this is the spicy guy. But the spicy food, not only could it be as tasty as the sweet food, when it comes to saving a soul, the bitter, the spicy food does it, not the sweet food. So the Rebbe is saying like this, don't get depressed that you have a battle. You know what? That's why you're here. It's like a soldier being upset that he has to go fight. That's what he's for. He's for it to fight. Can't be upset that you're fighting. That's what you were created for, so to speak. You became a soldier. Your job is to fight. Don't get upset about it.
You think every single person has a battle then?
Every person has a battle.
A mission.
The question is what the battle is. Missions don't come easy. Okay? Good things in life don't come easy. Bottom line. Okay? The more challenging something is, the more rewarding it is. Correct? Why we said this the other week, if Hashem loves us, which He says He does, I'm sure He's honest, okay? He says, I love you. Why does He make our life so difficult? To make it easy. Make it a bed of roses and make life easy. We should be able to lay in bed or on the beach in Hawaii, and money should just come, and there should be no hatred and no anger and no jealousy, and you know, like Mashiach era. Why doesn't He do it? Because then everything would be worthless. We'd be a bunch of programmed angels that didn't do anything. I mentioned this a while ago. There was a guy, he was an artist. He came into the Rebbe. And he complained to the Rebbe, why is Yiddishkeit so hard? Okay? So, the Rebbe always, you know, answered the people with themselves. He made the person aware the answer to the question with themselves. The Rebbe said to him, what do you do? He said, I'm an artist. And the Rebbe says, and what do you paint? He says, I paint, you know, whatever, greenery, sceneries, whatever. The Rebbe said, and how much do you get for a painting? So the guy says, you know, I can get 5,000, 10,000, depending how many hours I put into it. Okay? More hours, but I get more money for it. So the Rebbe said to him, let me ask you a question. If somebody would take a photograph of the green scenery, okay, how much would they get for that picture? So the guy says, $5, maybe $10, you know. Rebbe said, I don't understand. The camera picture is perfect. It's perfect. You're capturing the scenery in its totality. Yeah? Yet, the picture that you're making cannot possibly be as good as the picture. Right? Why does your picture get $5,000-$10,000 and this photograph gets $5? She says, Rebbe, come on. This you put a lot of work into and this you didn't. So the Rebbe said to him, that answers your question. Why did Hashem make us work so much? Because then it's worth much more than if we just take a picture. It's the difference between a portrait and a picture. The picture of a person is perfect, right? The portrait might not be as perfect, but you get much more money for a portrait. Somebody, a Russian artist, very cute. A Russian artist once drew a picture of the Rebbe, and he brought it to the Rebbe to show him. The Rebbe had such quick wit humor, but the Rebbe looked at the picture, and he says, it's better than the original. It's better than the original. But the truth is, a picture can be better than the original. Yet, for a picture, you get a few bucks, and for this you get thousands of dollars, because it's worth more. Hashem didn't want angels. He made angels, but that's not what he wanted from us. When we battle and fight and challenges, and you know what? Contrary to kids' belief, the older we get, the greater the challenges. Kids, teenagers in high school, think they have the biggest problems in life. Midterms, finals, these are the real, you guys, you have to study for a test, you guys have no challenges, right? The Eibishter made that they also get older, and they start realizing their real challenges in life, okay? But because we're older, we're more mature, Hashem gives us greater power to overcome even greater challenges, to be able to reach even higher levels. Right? Little kids, little challenges. Big kids, big challenges. The greater the challenge, the greater the accomplishment. And that's why, Davka, because He loves us. And He says, that's the purpose of the Beinoni. And later on, Daniel, the Rebbe says, why in the world does a Beinoni come down? He can never become a tzaddik. He can never kill the Yetzirah, right? He's constantly fighting the Yetzirah from the second he's born until the second he dies. They're fighting, fighting, fighting. What's the purpose of it? So the Rebbe explains over here, the purpose of it is to break evil, even though you're never going to win. Do you know what it is? To fight and fight and fight the Yetzirah, you know you will never conquer it because you cannot become a tzaddik. But you know what the Rebbe says? This battle is not a means to an end. It's not a means to conquer the Yetzirah. It's an end by itself. It's a purpose within itself. The battle causes a tremendous pleasure to Hashem more than the victory of the battle. To think about it, it's an unbelievable concept.
Where do you read about
Judaism?